Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning? Hold on 1 second, something. Hey, is everyone still there? I lost the screen for a second. Just check and make sure I'm going out. Okay, I think it's working. Hopefully it's working. I see Nick is on. Nick, hopefully you can hear me. Okay, today we are in Acts 3. And today John is going to join Peter. And they're going to head to the temple for their prayer time. And I will start reading in Acts 3. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. That would be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is what I figure. And something to keep in mind that they, even up to this time frame, they still kept. They didn't forsake all the laws. They knew that they were saved by grace, or at least they were learning that. But that they still found a time each day to go in prayer. And continuing on verse 2. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Alms, as we know, is he was a beggar, and he was hoping that somebody would drop a coin or two into his cup, I'm sure. We've all seen people like that. And I guess this particular person was well known. Everybody knew of him. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Well, he's going to receive something really special. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You know what? And I found a verse, Isaiah 35:6, is a prophecy actually of this particular incident. "Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert." It's a pretty wide birth type of a prophecy, but you see here in a minute in Acts 3:7, this lame man is going to jump for joy. Continue reading in verse 7. "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And actually, remember that, showing you a few times that rendition of the temple that that they actually made in Israel. It's a scale model. I thought I'd show you what they're talking about here. So I found this picture. And if you look at that area behind the temple that has all the little poles, they call that Solomon's Porch. And I guess it was an area that you could get out of the weather. So that's where they're referencing right now. And actually, this was foretold. Actually, Jesus himself had been there, and he mentions Solomon's Porch. And I'll just mention a verse here in John 10:23. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's Porch. So Jesus had been there also. So continuing on in Acts 3, verse 12. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And this is referencing, just going to quickly go back to John 18:40, and we're going to see here that what he's talking about. "Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas." Now, Barabbas was a robber. So that's what they're referencing, that they had Barabbas let go and not Jesus. Back to Acts, verse 15. "And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." "And now, brethren, I wot that though ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers." And I guess note here, he's basically saying that through ignorance, you didn't realize who Jesus really was. But I also think that personally that Jesus, of course, as we remember on the Hill of Transfiguration and a few other times, he had told his apostles not to mention to anyone else who he actually was, because we know that he had to die for us. And it's a sobering fact that that even though the Jews were blinded, and I think sometimes that they didn't really see who he was on purpose, because he knew he had to go to the cross for all of us. Such a sobering moment. Verse 18. "But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." And I decided to go to show where in the prophets had mentioned this. In Isaiah 56, it starts. I'm going to read here. "I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and I hid not my face from shaming and spitting." Then over to Isaiah 53, and this is probably the one Old Testament chapter that reveals exactly who Jesus was. And most of the people of that time frame should have known, well, based on this verse alone. And it's interesting that even to this day, the Jews don't want to recognize that Isaiah 53 exists. So anyways, I'll start reading in verse 1. "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. Remember that from all the trials and stuff that he went through in front of Pilate and everybody. He wouldn't speak. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off, not out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Amen. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. There's the part there that should have been a real big clue. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for our transgressions. Excellent, excellent chapter to keep in mind, too, if you're actually talking to a Jew who doesn't believe in the New Testament at all. This could be a great chapter to try to convince them of who Jesus Christ really was. Back to Acts, in verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I guess I have a feeling that, we're getting we're hearing most of Peter's sermon, but the reason I brought up that Isaiah 53 is I have a feeling he probably might have commented on that. Just a feeling I have. And he shall sing Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by his mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Ye and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant with God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in the seed shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. That was the end of the chapter 3. I want to go back just for a second and just state that
it's interesting. I still marveled as I do this study that the change in Peter, he became so bold. And maybe that's why the Lord picked up, because he was a bold person. Some kind of stumbling over his own words prior to the Holy Spirit coming into him. But it's really interesting to see that now with the Holy Spirit in him, he is just on fire for the Lord. And that he took the opportunity of healing this young man and being able to bring a crowd and speak to them on his behalf without any fear. Goes to show that he, through the Holy Spirit and through God, all things are possible. That's what I'm trying to say. But my prophecy moment goes back to Isaiah 53:12, and I just thought I would refresh. Again, it says, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." And we see in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that this was this came to pass. In Matthew 27:38, it says, "Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on the left." That was Mark 15:27. On 15:28, he also mentions that this is fulfilled prophecy. "The scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors." This is proof that Isaiah 53:12 is what Mark here is referencing back to. And then over in Luke 23:33, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left." So that's my prophecy moment for today. That's all I got for today. I hope that was a blessing to you. I know it's a great thing to remember how much the Lord has done for us. I guess I know in my life. I want to thank him so very much. So let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, thank you so much for your word and for the promises you continue to keep. And that 100% of all the prophecies from the Old Testament and from the prophets has been fulfilled in your son Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for that blessing, but it's also a confidence to us that you also will be fulfilling all of your prophecies to coming into the future. And looking forward to that day, Lord, that we get to see you in the air, hopefully soon. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. Thank you all, and I hope everybody has a blessed day. That y'all have some blessing today. Love y'all, and we'll talk to you later.